Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, so this week, great show for you two. We talked about cheerleading. Mm-hmm. We talked about whether or not our kids are doing things they shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. But first,
let's tell you guys about Geico. Hey, did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make your breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, that probably will never happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Related Podcast. My name is Carly Bible.
And my name is Amanda Bible. And we are two sisters that are obsessed with inner and outer beauty and everything in between.
We hope to inspire you and bring you behind the scenes to discuss all things related to our lives.
And nothing is off limits.
You can download new episodes every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud. For Crying Out Loud.
For Crying Out Loud. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. Me too.
We're always, our audience gets us bright and early on a Monday morning mm-hmm. when we're like, I've had a long weekend and I can't wait to get away from my family.
F out.
That's what you're hearing in our voice.
That's right.
Yay.
Woo, woo. As my Helen Parrot, I should say. Woo.
Oh my God! I hope this. I hope our show isn't triggering to you.
Oh, could have. It gives me a little bit of flashbacks.
Lynette,
where's that asshole, Lynette?
Oh,
or either that I'm an asshole or I'm a. Where's the pixie? Where's that a little pixie? She used to call me. I don't know.
Like
know.
When she forgot your name.
Yeah.
The one, the little one,
the little one with the frizzy hair, with the jufro.
Oh, my God. I would think it wouldn't be that hard. You were the only girl.
Did I ever tell you what she said to Charlie Sheen that one time?
No.
About me? I think I have.
No, you have not.
I'll tell you that story. Let's say you want to say hi to everybody first.
Sure. Why not? First of all, here's your it's a Father's Day month for you, hero.
That's right.
Yamashita. From your kids.
We love you, Hero, and your kids.
Yeah. And we got Lisa Demina White.
We love you too, Lisa.
She has also too many names, but also too many syllables.
Right?
If you're going to have three names, keep them short.
Yeah.
You know? Randy May Ames.
There you go.
Let that be an example to you.
There you go. Right. I was just going to say that.
You know, each one of your names should be no more than two syllables.
That's right.
If there's three.
Randy. Yeah.
Okay. You guys know I'm joking. My name's Stephanie Wilder Taylor. Obviously.
A lot of.
Obviously, I'm kidding. Killing?
You're going to kill
it. I'm killing. Rachel Newcomer.
What's up, Rachel?
Hey, Krista, get the strap.
Hi, Krista.
Stephanie's a stinker.
What's up, Stephanie?
Aaron Land.
Who it is? It's just
Ishan
so fun to
Bajupe,
say.
The OG.
What's up, Ishan?
Kelly Brandt. She is your aunt now. You
What's
need
up,
one.
Kelly?
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Oh, those two.
Yep. Angie Saldivar, my long lost friend.
Aww.
Gabby Fonseca and Missy Schaefer.
Those two.
Those two
as
again.
As well.
Rebecca Lubin. She's the cutest.
Squeeze your little face.
Got you. Michelle McKibben. She can take a ribbon.
What's
and
up,
Amy Gunn.
Amy.
What's up? Yeah. So Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
I'm not letting you get away
I
with
think
it.
I said this story before.
I don't care. I am 50. I don't have any memory of any stories you've told in the past. Think of me as a blank slate every single time we sit down.
I know. Me too.
You could have told me the story last week and I'd still be on the edge of my seat.
I know. When you were like, last week on Patreon, I'm like, well, what are we talking about? I don't remember. You'd be on the edge of your seat.
I'm on tenterhooks. Tell me.
So my mom was doing, and my mom, Wendy, and Wendy's brother, Bert, did a day of extra work on one of Charlie Sheen's movies. What was that?
Lucas?
No. It was, Kaylin. It was one of those fart.
War movie?
No, it was a comedy. It was a farce. It was a
scary movie?
Not scary movie. Go way back. It was like a something. Shoot. Look up Charlie Sheen's like
80s movies.
Kind of. It was the 80s. It was in the 80s.
Late 80s?
Yeah. I told you. See, now it's the blind leading the blind. You're going to be lucky if I ever remember what she said to him.
The story came to me before it came to you. I was
hot shots. There you go. Hot shots. Do. There was another one. Part do. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So they were doing extra work on that movie. And they were doing a scene where I guess they were all like at a military academy or something. And they were in the – so my mom and Bert and Wendy were like in uniform, like sitting behind – right behind either once – either – I don't think it was right behind him, but like two rows, three rows back.
Right.
Close enough to where my mom gets up in the middle of a break and can – like goes over and talks to him. So she starts talking to him. She was like – she goes, so how many movies have you done?
Oh my God.
Wendy tells the story the best because Wendy was there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, she introduces herself and says, I'm a hell in a paradise and I'm here. I'm doing your movie today. And, you seem like a good actor. How many movies have you done?
You seem like a good actor.
Yes. And he was like,
let me see your resume.
Totally.
Oh, not a bricklayer.
But you play one. You're not a bricklayer, but you play one on the big screen. Then she says, oh, really? I never heard of any of those.
Oh, my God, classic.
Because now he's engaging her because he knows that she's out there.
Uh-huh.
So he's just like, well, I don't know. Maybe you heard of
people.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you got any heroin on you?
No.
He's like rattling off a few of the movies, maybe. And she goes, I've never heard of any of those, but maybe you heard of my daughter, Lynette. She did extra work too. She told him like, oh, she was a Mighty Carson art player on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh, my God. What did he say?
Oh, really? I have to look her up.
Oh, my God. I suddenly like Charlie Sheen.
I know. He was very nice to her, and he was, like, engaging with her.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, come back and talk to me at the next break. And then he asked what her accent was, and he said he loves Italian women. And that's when she said, oh, maybe you heard of my daughter. Charlie Sheen. I haven't heard anything you did, but maybe you heard of my daughter. What a nut job.
Oh, my God. You came like this close to being one of Charlie Sheen's like beauties bitches, whatever he called them.
I know. I'm just curious what year was Hot Shots filmed or what year did it come out?
Sorry, the first one or the second one?
I think it's the part due.
Well, the first one was in 91 and the second one was in 93.
That's about a right. Yeah. 91, 93, same thing.
Okay. Well, you're a couple years younger than me because I'd already met John by like 1999. So, you would have been like in your early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
She's trying to set me up with Charlie Sheen.
So did she did extra work? Did you ever do extra work? Have we talked about this?
I never did. I know. Because
I did some extra work.
Yeah, you did.
I told you that story. I've told that story. But the best thing about extra work is like having to stand in the background and say like peas and carrots,
right.
Pretend like you're talking.
Right.
So stupid.
I know. Oh, I remember I did. I got cast as a drummer in Gang of Four, which was a TV movie of the week.
Oh.
And they wanted the drummer to be a girl. So because I played drums, they cast me. And I remember trying to play the drums to a track. And not really hit the drums, but don't and my name was Dwayne. They didn't change it. It was supposed to be a guy, but some reason they thought, oh, it'd be cute to have a girl. Had no lines, but I remember being like on the thing trying to play the drums on the stage and not hit the drums, which was how are you supposed to make it look like you're playing and then like go to hit the cymbal and the cymbal doesn't move? You know what I mean?
Right.
I just remember it being such so weird. And then all I just remember going, at least I'm behind here, sitting here, and nobody really can see me. And I'm not one of those poor schmoes that are pretending to be dancing. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, oh, that's the worst.
But did you have fun? Did you meet people on the set?
Yeah, you know, the girl that was in it was the girl that dated Jack Nicholson for a while. She's young. She's been in a lot.
Laura. Three names.
One too many names.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's crazy. She ended up being kind of crazy. Yes. She got super, super skinny.
Yes.
She weighed like 80. Laura Flynn Doyle.
Flynn Doyle. There you go.
God, I'm on fire today.
Wow.
What have I been taking? Ginkgo?
Yeah. Yeah. What have you been taking? Yeah.
Look at me.
Laura Flynn Doyle.
Pulling them out of thin air.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. You took it off of knowing that she dated Jack Nicholson.
I don't know how I thought of that.
Right. In the 80s.
I pictured her face for a second. That is kind of crazy that I picked
that. Yeah, that's really good.
Has he been married, Jack Nicholson?
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever got. I don't. I fell one down one of those rabbit holes over the weekend. Check out what. What got me was, check out what Anna Nicole Smith's daughter looks like today. And I was like, oh, I bet she's
Danny.
Danny. So then I just – but to get to her, I had to go through 100 other Jack Nicholson's son. Like, you know what I mean? Like all these people.
But then the problem is when you're like five into it and you get to like I don't know, Jack Nicholson's son, let's say. And then you find out, oh, and he got arrested at one point.
Right.
So then you go try to find out what he got arrested for. And by the time, then you have no idea where you started.
No, I don't know where I was.
You've opened up four new tabs.
Right.
You're so far gone.
Suddenly
it's like 11 at night and you're what?
It's been 2 hours I've been doing this. The one thing I kept doing was trying to – they would show the picture of the kid, what they looked like before when they were little. And I was like, oh, that's their – and I'd try and zoom in on the phone with my fingers. And then it just goes up and it goes like, you screwed up. Now you got to start all over.
Start all over. I know.
And now I'm scrolling. How stupid am I? I'm like scrolling back down. Finally, I was like, I don't really care anymore. And how about I just Google what she looks like and be over?
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, she looks the same.
I love that it took a few hours, though, before you were like,
but I got through everybody else's kids, Will Smith's kids, Meryl Streep's daughter. Magic Johnson's son. I mean, everybody.
I get stuck on the ones, okay, because you know I have like an obsession of why people break up.
Mm-hmm.
So I get stuck on the ones that are like, hey, see these Hollywood marriages that are still together or whatever. And then I go start clicking on them. And then I go, I didn't even know who these people are. Or I didn't even know this person was married in the first place.
Right,
so it'll be like Meryl Streep. And you're like, oh, okay, whatever.
Right.
But then you start finding some that are divorced or whatever. And then I really get into a rabbit hole. And then the ones that I really get stuck on are the ones where the celebrity is getting married after having – like it's Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid, not married, right? They were like long time just together.
Right.
They break up. He turns around and gets married.
Right.
And I'm like, what? I get mad for the person.
I know.
Like, oh, that you know they probably bought into this whole like, I just don't really believe in marriage.
Right.
You know, like I don't want to get the government involved. Like I just, why can't we just be together?
Yes.
I don't want things to change.
Yes.
It's too great.
Yes.
And then you're together for a long time. And I bet you in many of these cases, the woman was like, but I just want to get married. How come we can't just get married?
Right.
Everybody else in Hollywood is married.
Right.
Like it looks weird. People wonder why aren't they married? You know? Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Right,
they're still together.
Right. I know. I was good. Those are the only two.
But then, you know, sure enough, they break up and then he turns around and marries some girl.
Right. Now you're
like,
mad
why
for Meg
Ryan. I'm like, what's so great about her? Oh, she's 20. That's what's so great.
Yes.
And then I get really mad.
I know.
And then I want to like write Meg Ryan a letter and go, you were good enough. Why'd you do that to your face, though? Like, you didn't need to do that.
And what is it with John Mellencamp? Well, he's not that great.
No.
And they do better, Meg.
Totally do better. I was watching some movie. This was a long time ago. I'm sure I even brought it up on here. It was called something about women. The word women was in the title, like for women or the 120th century women. I don't know. But I'm watching this movie and I'm like, that woman looks sort of familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this movie was only out like a few years ago. And I'm like, what? Who is that? And I look up the movie and it was Meg Ryan. And I was like, oh my God, her face is like 1,000 times different.
Really?
Will you look up Meg Ryan movies from, I don't know, that has the word women in it?
That narrows it down. I know. What is with some of these plastic, you know? Okay, I'm not going to bury the lead. I watched the 90 Day Fiancé with Anfisa.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Finished it in like 2 days.
Oh, my God. That was season four. That was a good season.
Yeah. I liked Azan and Nicole. He lives in Morocco and she went to him.
It's so crazy. He's not into her at all. He's so mean to her.
See, I'm
and
a
she's
sucker.
So needy. Like, she's just like, she's
why
just
are
like,
you paying attention to me? Yeah, no. And she's like on his shoulder and hugging him immediately as soon as they haven't even met.
Yeah.
And she's like on his shoulder, like biting his shoulder and like, her head, like snuggling her head up to his neck. And it's like, geez.
And he constantly is like, oh, we're not supposed to do that in our country
right.
or whatever.
She's like, I don't care. Yeah. Don't push me away.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I think it's just called The Women.
Oh, all right.
It's a fairly recent movie, right?
Like what year?
2008.
Yeah, that would probably be it. Well, it's not that recent. 16
fairly.
Years ago.
Fairly.
Like it's in the 2000s since I was born. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. The Women, see? There you
go.
The
Women.
Who's ever heard of that movie?
I know.
Yeah, that is funny, though, about Nicole.
Yes, and it made me want to watch the next one, because they're in it again.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. I'm always the sucker that believes everybody. Like now I'm watching the season two with Muhammad and the lady from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the hot guy named Muhammad. Yes. And then like the old the lady that lives in with her three
Isn't
teenage
daughters.
Isn't her
name daughters. Danielle?
Something like that. Debbie or Danielle.
I think it's Danielle.
I started watching that yesterday. Yeah. And I kind of believe that he loves her. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
90 Day Fiancé is a fanatic.
I know.
It's a fantastic show.
So fantastic. Such a I just love to study humans. And I want to know, like, I want to pick up on, does that person really love the other person or are they faking it?
Right. But it's so much like Married at First Sight in the way that, like, I get through a few episodes and I'm like, fuck, I want to see if they're still together.
I know. I had to look up Anfisa after a while. But Anfisa with the filler in her face.
Oh, my God.
She looks painful.
And
it looks
like such a bitch.
She is.
She's terrible.
She's a cartoon. It's too much. It's like, come. I like to see the ones where they least try to fake it. Like, I really do love this old guy that's got no money and lives with his mom in an apartment in Las Vegas. Yeah, I really do. Even though I'm a hot Brazilian babe.
Right.
Yeah, I love this overweight dude lives with his mom with no money.
But let me ask you this. I mean, they have to have sex with them.
I know.
If you're the guy, I mean, I doubt they're really going to put up with the girl saying like, I just want to wait till I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once they do get married – then they do have to have sex.
Right. But they're like, Muhammad did the right thing by going, hey, it's against my religion.
Yeah.
Can't have sex. I can't even sleep in the same room.
That's same with the other guy.
Right.
Same with the Aslan.
Yeah. Yes, he couldn't. But I thought that they had sex the first night she was there.
I think he forced himself. And then after that, he was like, oh,
hell no.
It's terrible. Well, he told her at one point, he was like, I'm not attracted to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I am attracted to, though? Tommy John.
Oh, I was just wearing my Tommy John pants this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your loungy pants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love them.
They're so comfortable. They got the lounge pants. They got the camisoles for women, Of course, they have the T-shirts. They have undies. I mean, I'm not even looking at the script. What are
those? I know. They have – who cares about the script?
Get the script out.
We love – get – Dr. Bruce. John was wearing his Tommy Johns and, you know, he put them on right after his shower. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah. I remember why I married you.
Yeah.
They look good. They look good. They look good. They're so soft.
Yes.
You wear Tommy John, right, Kaylin?
My entire underwear drawer has actually been replaced by Tommy John's now.
Nice.
I don't own anything else.
Yeah, you can't go back.
No, because you'll know. You'll know that scratchy pair is
exactly.
not Tommy John.
You'll know the difference. So if you guys want to be like us and upgrade, you know, elevate your underwear game,
mm-hmm.
go to, for a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL to get 20% off site-wide. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off site-wide. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details.
Mm.
Also, while we're at it,
let's talk about Breyers.
Oh, yum.
I just had this for dessert last night. These carb smart treats that are frozen and delicious.
Yeah.
And they have all these different flavors, by the way. They have, well, I had last night the chocolate. I haven't had the chocolate yet. Delicious. And you cannot believe that it's only 3 to 5 net carbs per serving.
Exactly. So if you're doing the low carb thing or the low sugar thing, this is the way to mm-hmm. go because it's so tasty. It quenches your craving for something
yes,
sweet.
Yes, it totally does.
Yeah. And totally. I love the chocolate covered almond.
Mm. That I haven't tried
like
that
decadent.
Yet. I'm going to try that next.
It's so good.
Yum.
And my kids love them.
Oh, yeah, my kids.
And
too.
Then I feel better about them eating
yes.
desserts.
It's not too sugary.
If it's that, they can have two.
Right. Yeah. I know.
It's kind of how I do
too.
The parenting thing.
That's how I, if I have two, they can have two.
So try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving. They're available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, etc. Go to Breyers.com/FCOL to get a coupon to try it today.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
that was our whole
that was our cold open.
Our cold open. It was 20 minutes. I love it. Because I was like, what do I have for you today?
I know.
I do have something that was, I mean, I don't know if it was funny as much as it was kind of sad, but so as you know,
yes.
my daughter's a cheerleader.
I know. I'm so excited.
We had to go to this, a cheerleading meeting.
Yes.
I'll
the
be
mandatory,
so excited.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
mandatory
yeah.
meeting mm-hmm. that you have to bring a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the meeting and oh my God, were these not my people?
Oh boy.
You know what? I take it back. I take it back because I didn't meet a lot of the other parents, so I don't know. But
right.
the whole thing itself is not my thing.
Yeah.
So there's like the coach, and she's like, hi, everybody. Listen, well, this is kind of funny because there seems to be some drama, which you'd think I would have already gotten to the bottom of, but LB doesn't know.
Right.
Apparently, a couple years ago, they had a coach, and the coach, I don't know, was not nice, and the girls didn't long, or maybe their coach that was nice quit and then they got a replacement coach. They hired a replacement coach and nobody got along with her apparently.
Oh boy.
And I know this because one of the cheerleaders got up to talk about like, hey, it's been kind of a rough couple of years. Like this is what happened. And we had this coach and it didn't really work out. But then one of the girls' mom stepped in and she's like kind of saved the day.
Oh.
She's – so that – woman is now their coach, but apparently I don't know if she's a strictly volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I know she is also a real estate agent because she sent out an email and let everybody know, like, hey,
anybody,
I'm a full-time real estate agent, so like I'm not gonna be able to hop to it on all your emails
right.
every time, but
right.
I have like, oh my gosh,
you
read
she's
you
not
the email.
A, she's not a professional cheerleader.
But here's the thing, she mm-hmm. was like, a lot of this was the theme was, listen, parents, we're going to need a lot of engagement.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck. And I was like, I was like, I thought this was all, like,
right.
I showed up at this meeting.
Yeah, isn't that enough? Oh, no.
So then she says, oh, my God, do you have any idea how expensive it is to have a cheerleader for a kid?
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And they kept sending out, I thought I was in class. They kept, like, economics class, because they kept sending out these things that are like, here's the uniform. Now, the JV uniform, you're going to need all this. If you're at the varsity, you're going to need this. Now, this year, we're getting a new blankety blank, new vest, and on Fridays, they got to wear the, suddenly I'm like, your mom.
Yeah.
Then they got to wear the, the thing under the thing. And then.
No, where's the Charlie Sheen?
And this thing is $100 and this thing is $270 and this isn't the pom-poms. And then there's
a thing.
And my head is starting to spin. And then they're like, okay, cheer camp is coming up. It's $500. It's this date. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, and they're wow. But we're going to try to help out with the cost of that. But hey, we're taking Venmo if you want to put down a $100 deposit for your girl to go. In my mind, I'm like, okay, so this cheer camp is in August in Palm Springs, to a room, and there's like all of these cheerleaders from all over are meeting there. I was like, they're not having that during COVID.
Right. It like, just seems strange.
Yeah. Everything they're talking about in my mind, I was like, well, this is a pipe dream.
Right.
Oh, and they're like, and every day, now listen, practice is mandatory. Every day after school, you have to show up for practice. You got to be there on time. No phones, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, well, who's going to be in school every day next year? It's probably not even going to happen.
I know.
So I'm having all of these skeptical thoughts, right? And then she says, and listen, parents, when we have games, you're expected to show up to watch your kids cheer. She's like, we want everybody to come to the kids' games and see them cheer. And then she's like, you know what? I'm actually pretty surprised that at the amount of parents who don't show up to watch their kids cheer. And then I was like, well, now I'm offended. I haven't even been given a chance to not have shown up. Like, give me a minute to not show up. Right. Like, before you're already mad that I'm not showing up. I mean, sure, I'm not going to show up. But, like, let me not show up before you're mad that I didn't show up. She's like, I just can't believe how many people don't show up to their kids' games. And then I was like, she would never make it a day as the kids' basketball coach.
Right.
Because that was the biggest group of no-getters you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'd be like, there was one parent, and it was, remember I told you that there was a mom of, like, the twins that always be like, get the ball.
Yeah.
That mom.
Yeah.
She's the only one.
Right.
Shoot the ball. Shoot the ball.
Yeah, that's right. That mom.
Shoot the ball.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, that mom was always there, and I was always there. Other than us, because the dad that I would complain about that was like, sub, the second LB got in.
Yeah.
His daughter was moved up.
Right.
The preseason.
Right.
So the only two parents, and there was the one mom I didn't like.
Yes.
Because she thought it was ridiculous that the teacher at her daughter's other school asked kids what their preferred gender, what their preferred pronoun was.
Right.
And she lost her mind about that and was complaining about it. And then I was like, I think it's nice. And then we had a thing.
Right.
Thank God soon after that, her daughter and Sub's daughter moved up.
Right.
So that left the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And the only parents that ever showed up were me and the other mom.
The other mom.
I don't know where they went. I don't know how their daughters got to games. I don't know if they're.
I know. I always thought that too. Like, where's all the parents? I'd show up to a game and there'd be like two other parents there. Like, where is everybody? And why am I the only jackass here?
And I remember complaining about this and people commented that they thought, oh, well, they probably like dropped their kids off and then went to run errands. But I was like, remember when I told you that it happened at the Mambo Sports Center, Mamba? Kobe, RIP.
I know.
When we were out there, and I'm like, it's Thousand Oaks.
Right.
What errands do you have?
Exactly.
How are you driving your kid all the way to Thousand Oaks?
No, I know.
Barely pulling over, let your kid jump out, go play their game, and where are you going?
Right, I know.
Taco Bell?
Exactly.
Would you rather? Seriously, are you where? Are you
where
in a park
you?
Somewhere, sunbathing? Why would you not be in the place watching your kid play their game?
Right. I know. Every weekend, as we all know, it was like 3 hours, 2 hours, an hour down Irvine, whatever. Where are these people? The kids are there, but where's the parents? Like, it was just bizarre. I guess they would maybe carpool. I don't know. But still, was not a lot of parents. So now, okay, so the cheerleading they expect
everybody. So, of course, I was thinking, well, I mean, if my daughter's doing something interesting, if she's a flyer, right, if she's at the top of the pyramid, I'll show up. Yeah. Right. I'm not saying I'm never going to go, but I can't imagine being in the mindset like that I attend every single game.
Right.
Listen, I know that there are a bunch of parents out there who are like, you don't understand. Cheerleading's awesome. It's a sport. And of course I watch my daughter. I'm glad. But I have had the experience of watching LB play basketball for years, and I never miss a game.
Right.
But I think this is a little different. If she's in a squad with like 20 girls and right, she's cheerleading, mm-hmm, yes, I'm going to go. Am I going to change my whole life?
Right.
So I never miss a game?
Right.
I don't think so.
And are these games going to be like down in Irvine and like at the Mamba
no,
and all that?
No, they're going to be local.
Okay.
They're like around our, mm-hmm, not too far.
Right.
But also, it just took me back to they want snack mom. Mm. Here's the thing. When the kids were younger and they played basketball, we did snacks. So, right, and it's a pain in the ass.
Right.
Because first of all, people always bring junk food.
Yeah,
there's always people that just bring like cookies, yes, or whatever. And you're like, right, well, this kid just got some exercise. Do they need to be like,
I know.
And then, but then the worst is when they're like, we only want healthy snacks. And you're like, well, I don't have 2 hours to cut up oranges,
yeah,
for
I
every
know,
single kid on this,
right,
team.
Right.
That they're not going to eat anyway. They'll,
right,
just throw them away.
Right.
Okay. But when the kids got to a certain age, all the parents were kind of in agreement that like, hey, here's an idea. The kids can go home and have a snack.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
We're not four like, hours from home.
Exactly. Or like, when we would, the kid, Natalia with her volleyball, it was like, they decided in the very beginning, are we going to have a snack, mom, or are we just going to leave it up to, and everybody voted on, leave it up to each kid. Like, give them money so they can go get a snack. Because usually these things are all day at a place where there's all kinds of,
right,
you
right,
know, all
right,
food and stuff. Or bring your snacks. Bring your own snack. But let's not put the pressure on one person to have to not only get up early and drive all that way, but now they got to, you know, let's let every kid just take care of their own snack.
Right. Well, not this school,
not so
this
fast
squad. They're like, we have jobs. We're sending out this paper. We need you to sign up to head up committees. And I was like,
oh, hey,
Elby's friend. Okay. Our little group of moms, one of them,
mm-hmm,
carpool mom, actually, her daughter is on cheerleading too with Albie.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. And we both looked at each other like, oh,
mm-mm.
Like she said, stay far away from that paper. She's like, look, you can volunteer. And she said, sometimes I do like, you know, carpool, help the girls. She's suddenly into carpooling after school.
Right, right.
But no shade. No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. But she was like, don't go anywhere near that piece of paper. Do not right, put your name on it.
Right.
She's like, believe me, they'll call you to do stuff.
Right.
But you don't need to be – I was like, oh, no, I don't need to be coordinating anything.
No, no, no.
Not
no,
organized.
No.
But there are so many things, Lynette.
Yeah, like –
oh, my God. There's now they have to have a day. They're going to be doing this day where they paint their boxes or some box they have to stand on. I don't know because I've never had a cheerleader before.
I know. Like do they have to have like a certain bow in their hair?
Yes, yeah. And the bow is like, it's not like a $4 bow from Claire's.
No.
It's like an $80 bow from some uniform company.
Oh boy.
Whoever owns these uniform companies is making a fucking killing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what is the deal then? They are going to do this thing in July to go to – isn't that coming up when
– The boot camp – okay, so they have a boot camp, which is different than cheer camp. Cheer camp is like an overnight trip where I'm sure they drink and smoke pot.
Right. Of course.
But boot camp is like an every day from 8 to 12, they go for 2 weeks every daily somewhere and then learn all the cheers. And dances.
Where they go? To
I don't
school?
Know because it was supposed to be at school, but then she's like, I don't know if we're going to be able to use the facilities at school yet because of COVID.
Hmm.
And well, I seriously doubt it.
It seems like they could go out onto the field and do, you know, in there
yeah,
and be, you know, distance. And
that's what I would think.
The cheerleaders have the bullhorn and, you know, bark the orders on what.
You just mimed bullhorn and it seemed like you were giving a bullhorn. I'm just saying. I was like, what are they doing? Lynette, just because she's a cheerleader, slow down. She's only 15.
You mean
and they're not
going to
do that at boot camp.
Okay. God. This is podcast, not kid.
Oh, my God. I was talking to Elby about what kids have tried what. And I swear to God, you know when your kids are lying,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Kids don't know that we know they're lying.
Right.
Listen up, Kaylin. You got right. a daughter. Elby is such a good – she's such a good girl.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, she's a bad liar. Like
really?
She tries to cover up – she acts like she doesn't have any personal conversations with her friends because if I ask her something, she's like, I don't know.
I know. Natalia does the same thing.
You think there's like she's in a weird interrogation with the FBI with like a light bulb over her. And she's
right.
like, I don't know. I'm like, well, obviously you do know or you wouldn't have reacted like that.
LB, I thought we were friends.
I'm like, I asked her if one of her friends was like –
a slut
into pot or whatever. She's like, I said, well, what is, has she like, you know, tried stuff? And she was like, I don't know.
Mm.
I go, yes, you do. I go, she's one of your close friends. Yes, you do know what she's. She's like, I don't know. I don't. Maybe. And I said, oh, really? You've never talked about in all the times that you hang out together and go for your walks. You've never asked her, oh, have you drank? Have you vaped? Mm. She's like, I mean, she might have tried drinking once. I don't know.
Oh.
We don't really talk about it.
Mm, they know, of course.
Of course they do.
Yeah. But do you think that they've tried marijuana?
I don't think LB has.
No.
I don't know, but
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
So Olga told me the other day, so it's no – I don't know, people – I mean – Adam smokes a cigarette at the end of the – like he's never, ever smoked during the day. He's never smoking during the day. Even at a – like a barbecue. Even if he's drunk at a daily whatever.
Right.
He's never – ever since I've known him, he has a glass of wine before he goes to bed and he has like a cigarette, like one or two. Even like puts it out halfway through and then picks it back up again the next night. So he would try and hide it when the kids got older. There ain't nobody – you can't hide that. Okay, he goes outside. He doesn't smoke in the house. But then he comes back in, and then the dog smells like cigarette smoke.
Oh.
You know, like, we know what's going on. We're not done.
Right.
So Natalia said to me, okay, so like a couple of weeks ago, she goes, Mom, you need to talk to Dad. He just got home from his trip, and he's got to, like, take his clothes off and go take a shower. And, like, he didn't even, like, wash his hands when he came in and blah, 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 blah. And then I said, okay, I'll talk to him. And then she goes, and, you know, he smokes. Like, she said that the first time out loud. Like, nobody's ever said it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said that, and I said – and I didn't react. I just said, I'll talk to him. Okay. First of all, he should have a talk with her about – especially about how – if she knows that he's smoking cigarettes. However, the other – now, I didn't think anything of it. But then the other day, Olga comes to me and says, I saw – Natalia came to me and said, is Dad home? And I said, no, he's not home. And she said, when's he going to be home? And I said, I don't know.
She wanted to bum a smoke?
So she watched Natalia go to his office. And then, so he has like a, where he keeps his cash. He's like a stripper, you know, he goes, does these shows and then he comes home with cash and he keeps it in a box in his office so he doesn't have to go to the ATM.
What's the cash from, like merch?
I don't know. I guess. Yeah, I guess he gets the merch money or whatever. So he'll have like a couple, you know, $20 bills in there. And once in a while, if I need something or the kids need, you know, we don't have mm-hmm. to go there. It's there. So Olga thought she was going for money, but she closed the door behind him. Now, his office is like the size of that room pretty much. Like,
right.
It's not very big. She doesn't even – why is she going in there and closing the door? The other thing that's in there, he has his bathroom in there, and he keeps cigarettes in there, and he keeps his booze in the bathroom because at night he'll watch TV, he'll be on the computer, and he'll have his glass of wine, and then he'll have his cigarette. He'll go outside. Anyway – Olga, like, saw her close the door, so Olga just went in there, not thinking anything, and she just opened the door. I go, what are you doing in here? And she goes, I was looking – she said she was looking for I guess she said she was looking for money or whatever. The mom told me to get the 20 out of dad's office, something like that. And then Olga didn't really – Olga was like – at first I thought she was going to go drink his booze. And I was like, uh-uh. She was going to go get a cigarette. What else is she going in there and closing the door? And then at the same time, coincidentally says to me, and he smokes. This was like the same week.
You don't think she maybe went in there for something else and then found cigarettes and that's how she knew he smoked and then she was like telling on him?
Well, I think she went in there and saw cigarettes at some point, and but that's not why she went in there and closed the door.
You think
and
she
why
wanted she to was smoke a cigarette?
Not in there. I think she wanted to go steal one.
To try it?
Mm-hmm. With her friends. That's what I think.
Well, I totally did that at her age.
Yeah, me too. And then it led to weed.
Yeah, I fully remember. I mean, I never became a smoker, but I remember the first time we smoked was stealing a cigarette. I was probably 13.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's 14 now, but I'm just saying around that age,
that's
stealing
the age.
A cigarette from somebody's parent, going out in the backyard, a group of us, and trying to smoke it.
That's what I think she wants to do. Like, I know where to get a cigarette. I bet they all probably talk about it and don't know where to get it. And of course, I'm guessing not a lot of parents smoke anymore. I don't know. And if they do, they probably do a better job hiding it, like me. You know?
My parents, I know I've told you this before, but they had a lot of bad pot.
Mm-hmm.
They smoked pot, but it was homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have been same thing, same age, stealing some homegrown pot, trying to roll it into a joint.
Right.
Going in the backyard and trying to smoke it.
Yeah. I used to do that with Suzanne's stepdad's pipe. He had a pipe, but I would heat it up and scrape the resin.
How did you know how to do that?
I don't know. Like Pam, my other friend, you know, the no-getter, she told me that that's, you know, I don't know. I just remember going once in a while, I'll have a little bit in there and I'll go, where's Stan's pipe? And Stan knew eventually that I was doing that.
Right.
And she told me where his stash was too. And I'd take a little pinch but it was horrible. I remember. Just horrible. I remember.
Yeah.
Ugh. All kinds of, I remember we used to go to Valley Ho. Like, you remember, you know, so I went to that school by your house.
Right.
And it's on a big street, main boulevard, that would get flooded during the rains, like
okay.
up to the sidewalk. So right there, like on, I don't know, Victory or whatever, the thing would be, when it rained, the water would go like all the way up to the sidewalk. So we would try and go off campus at lunch and we would try and smoke. You know, and then so there's a lot of kids out there that would be smoking during that time. And I remember our teacher, Sue, because we called our teachers by their first names.
Right.
She was our health teacher and she would see us and she would just book it down that street and just get a whole tidal wave going to just flood us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember that. And then there was a Valley Ho liquor store out there called Valley Ho was the name of it. And we would go and either our friend Scott would have a fake ID, the one I talked about on Patreon last week. He would have a fake ID. Or if he wasn't with us, we would ask people to buy us booze. And they would. Nobody's ever asked me – nobody's ever asked me
no,
to buy them booze.
No, never. And
what
would
you
– I would be like, hell no.
Yeah, no.
I'm so much pruder than I probably was. Yeah, I would think when I was that age that like, oh my God, somebody who would buy you booze was so cool.
Mm-hmm. I never got asked. Ever.
Maybe we just read mom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
In my Target sweats.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Kaylin's so bossy. We have to – you know what? Speaking of being a mom.
Yes.
Time for a quick ad. KiwiCo.
Mm-hmm. This is great for parents with kids that are home during the summer, during quarantine, looking for things to do with their kids.
Yeah. Keep them out of trouble.
That's right.
Years ago, I paid a lot of money to send my kids to Destination Science Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? KiwiCo has a project that is so similar.
Right.
Xander did it. It was building a robot. And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it really kept him occupied for a long time.
So
he loved
it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like a whole thing. You build it. And then it's like a little remote control kind of thing.
Right.
It's automatic.
Right,
you make it go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, Lynette.
Yeah, okay. You're not Mr. White.
And then they have them for all ages, all types of interests. You can also get ones that are crafts.
Right. Depends on what they're interested in and their age. Yes.
People love this. I have friends that have signed up for this and swear by it.
I know.
That's
I know.
A subscription it's really, box. Yes. You get something cool and different every month.
Right. Yes. So KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that you build that builds confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid. So you can get 30% off your first month on select crates at KiwiCo.com/FCOL. That's KiwiCo.com/FCOL. And you'll get 30% off your first month on the select crates they have.
Yeah.
Go check them out.
Now, do you guys have a dog? Yes, you do.
Yes.
Do you know what kind it is? Most people don't.
Right.
If you rescue a dog or, you know, or if it's just not obvious.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, Embark is so great because I have heard that sometimes people get the DNA done and you get back like mixed breed. Then you're
right.
Like, yeah.
No, duh.
Right. But Embark took a tough to read breed, I think, with my dog.
Yeah.
And it gave me really exact results.
And so what did it exactly
It
tell
said
you?
That she was that she's part Staffordshire Terrier, part American Bulldog. It gave me the exact amounts. And then the only part that was like kind of unknown that was a mix was like 10%,
uh-huh.
But then the mix was they actually told me the different dogs she was a mix of.
Oh, wow.
Boxer.
That's
a couple
cool.
other things. Yeah. And it's so easy. That's what one thing I loved about Embark. They send you the kit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to understand what to do. You take the swabs. You rub it between their cheek and their gum like for 30 seconds. You put it in the little pouch they give you.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-addressed, stamped. The postage is paid. Just put it in the mail.
Right. And then you register online and then you get
register
the results
it, they
and email.
Give you the number. You just put it in. And then all along the way, they say, you know, like, oh, we're processing your results. Oh, we're going to give you your results. Oh, in 5 days, you're going to have your results. And then you get a big printout. And it has health information, too.
Right.
That you can
like
email
that.
To your vet. And it was true about Penelope, which they couldn't have known.
Right.
She has like a congenital like eye issues in the breed and.
Did you know that already?
I knew it because, I knew it because we take her to the eye doctor.
Right, right, right.
But, I mean, for somebody that didn't know, it would be a good information to take their dog to get their eyes checked.
I wish this was around when I had Molly, I have to say.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really nice.
So
here is how to get yours. Right now, Embark has an exclusive offer you can't get anywhere else. Go to EmbarkVet.com now. Use the promo code FCOL. You will save 15% off your dog DNA test. Visit Embark, E-M-B-A-R-K, vet.com and use the promo code FCOL to save.
Nice.
So when you – did mm-hmm. you – have you approached Natalia about it?
Not yet.
What she was doing?
Not yet. But here's the thing. Adam needs to do that. I told Olga – and I have to follow up today when I see her. She said she's going to tell Adam and make sure that he's aware. And I'm going to tell him that he needs to talk to her and tell her, first of all, come clean about how much you smoke, whatever. I don't know. And then you need to hide those suckers. But he needs to talk to her. I mean, every kid is going to be curious at that age,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine. And it's just only a matter of time. But – yeah. I don't know. We're going through this whole thing with Sonny and Natalia taking more responsibility for their money and they're actually doing not just chores but little part-time work if you know, if there's something that needs to be done around the house. Like I got these citrus trees that I wanted to plant and did I tell you that Sonny was digging the ditches for the trees?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. So now Sonny – so it's interesting because Sonny is like the laziest kid I know. I never thought like a month ago that Sonny would be doing this. But like – so for – okay. So Peter, who's got the greatest mix of personality where he can be tough on them but also joke around constantly with them and they love Peter. And so he has a good relationship with them. And so I said one day – I said, you know, let's get Sonny helping you. And I think that, you know, at least for an hour, just like get him up. And Adam is big on getting Sonny up out of bed. Like, don't sleep past nine, especially with his sleep issues. As Adam knows, like, you should be on a schedule. You can't just be, you know, sleeping till whenever, going to bed, whatever. You know, try to be on a schedule if you have sleep issues. So once we started getting him, like, he would get up at nine, one kid at a time. I know you're thinking about it. So we'd get him up at nine, and then he'd be up, and then he'd want to be with Peter because he likes Peter. So he would go and help Peter, whatever, do something. That led to, like, 2 hours. That led to – so then Peter started getting tougher and tougher. Okay, so tomorrow morning, meet me in the driveway at 9 a.m., and I'll have you – you know, I have to take apart the patio chairs. You're going to help me. And so he would do that, you know. And a lot of times it's Sonny just standing around, but it's the point of getting him out of bed, not on his video games, outside – watching Peter work, learning and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. So he would start doing that. Then I got these citrus trees, and there are three of them that they're kind of big, and they have to be, you know, like, I don't know, 33 inches deep hole. It's pretty deep. And so, you know, luckily Peter's the strength, you know, Sonny doesn't have the strength to do it, but Sonny was digging, you know, he would break it up the dirt, and then Sonny would shovel the dirt out. And I was, like, waiting for him to complain, and he did. He did complain for a little bit. But then the next day, he was right back at it again. And then he was showing that he – and then it would go, like, 3 out. Now it's like he's out with Peter all day from 9 to 4, you know.
Wow.
The whole time. Like, he has, like, a 2-hour lunch, you know. But he will go on a lunch run. Like, he will go up to the Chipotle, buy the lunch with his backpack, get lunch for him and Peter, come back.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was going on lunch runs for him and Peter. And he was starting to enjoy it. And he didn't like the fact that he had to get up at nine and dig ditches and stuff like that. But but then he was like, you know, so then he wanted to talk about getting paid. And then I guess Adam and Peter talked about it, and they came up with $9 an hour, something about what the rate was when they were a kid or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how they came up with $9. So he's getting $9 an hour. And then he's also backing out 11%, call it 15%, to put in a savings for a car someday or something.
Nice.
So I'm taking him to the bank today. We're going to open up a savings account. We had one open. I opened one up for her, but I never got him to the bank. So now he's opening up an account. And we're going to get him get a spreadsheet. He's working a spreadsheet. Him and Peter worked on his resume. These are the kinds of stuff that needs to be done, but he doesn't listen to me. I don't know. And Adam is not doing this stuff with him. So, and I, you know, he'd listen to Adam, but Adam doesn't know how to do a spreadsheet, for God's sakes. So he's learning how to do his – he did his resume. He is getting a bank account. So he's learning all these things, which is great, and I'm happy. And today is the first day he started on the clock, you know, of $9 an hour. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm really happy. And I never thought that this lazy kid would enjoy it. And he, like, I get home and he shows me, like, look at what Peter and I did today. We spray painted these chairs, or we did this, and, like – The three holes he spent digging those ditches with Peter, you know, I didn't think that – I thought he would complain. And he still does at night, you know, oh, I don't want to get up in the morning and blah, blah, blah. But now that he's getting paid, not so much complaining. And it's teaching him, which I love. The thing is, Peter's going to be gone in 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
He's going back to school.
He is? His school's opening?
I don't know if there's going to be online classes.
Oh,
so he's got his up in Berkeley. So he's going back soon.
Aww.
But now today's Natalia's first day.
Oh, what's she doing? Same thing?
Well, she's been like, I've been telling her, like, you can't sleep until whatever. You have to get up. You have to clean up from yesterday. You left the pool rafts out. You did this, that. You need to, like, clean up after yourself before you can do anything, before you have your friend come over, or before you go to her house, or whatever it is, you got to get up and do something. But now I said, I'm making Peter the boss around here. Now, Natalia, you're going to be working with Peter at least an hour a day. And then Peter said, okay, well, Monday morning, meet me at 11 a.m. in the driveway, and I'll give stuff for you to do. However, last night, so today's Monday, last night she spent the night at her friend's house. And I said, don't forget, you got to be back. And she's like, do I have to? This is over text. And I said, absolutely, you have to, or there's going to be consequences. So we'll see.
How's she going to get home?
That's a good question. She can walk. A little far, but she can walk. She can. She's done it before. So.
Well, all right. Look at you. Putting the hammer down.
Well, it's not me. It's Peter. But yeah. Yeah, it's good. I like it. You know, usually, I don't know, they're 14, for God's sake. They're going to be smoking. They're going to have to pull their weight.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, this was super fun.
It was fun.
For me.
I know.
It was for me, too. And for Kaylin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Friday, we have to talk about – remind us, Kaylin. Friday, we have to talk about the fact that his baby just turned one.
I know.
So I have some thoughts on one-year-old birthday parties.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to – we have a new business shout-out.
Really?
I think this is so cute. Okay. Wait. Where is it? Oh my gosh. Where are you? Oh, okay. Elizabeth Elsasser. Okay. She wrote to us, I would like to give a shout out to my son, Zachary Elsasser's band called Affectionately.
Ooh,
this is so sweet.
Cute.
Moms, get on board with this, because this is really cool. She writes, he just released his latest album titled I Spend Most of My Time in My Room. The music is primarily indie rock. She says she's not asking you guys to purchase the music at all. Just give it a listen and support it if possible. And she says her favorite tracks are Prettiest Part of Me and In Your House.
Ooh.
In Your House.
Yeah.
And she says he can be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Bandcamp. And he also is on Facebook and Instagram. So it's like affectionately.bandcamp.com.
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. And he's the singer-songwriter for the album. And also, he's been the drummer for Jay Somm. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
For 4 years.
Wow.
That's one. Yeah.
That's nice.
That one, I know that was a little extra long, but that's because it was her first time.
Well, I'm going to check his music out, Zachary. Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
Also, Jennifer Moncada has Preppy Prodigy, and it's personalized school and office supplies. And they have, like, you can get personalized pencils, stickers, address labels, gift tags, all the thank you cards. She's at PreppyProdigy.com. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, Ulysses is still doing his shout out for NAACP, the Legal Defense Fund.
God bless,
I have
Ulysses.
Given money to that. NAACPLDF.org. They're really great.
Yep. Very good.
Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, hold on a second here, a couple more for today. Kathy Friend.
Oh, yes. She talked my ear off yesterday.
She's lovely. She created an ebook with 5 steps to tap into your true beauty through your style. This is a good time.
Yeah.
You're home. You have time for self-care and to figure out, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
how to live your best life.
Yeah.
Style-wise.
Right.
So go to Kathy with a K, friend.com. KathyFriend.com and check her out. And Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She's going to help you with all your mom. She get your girlfriend, you know what her name is, Amy, to listen to the Shameless Mom Academy.
She's looking at Kaylin.
She's right in there in that Shameless Mom.
You know what her name is.
And this is Emily's last shout out, so let's make it count. Vintage LTD. com. That's Emily's husband Matt's polo shirt line.
Yes, with the carbon fiber buttons.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 3 different color polo shirts. Those were so hip
really cute.
When I was young, and they're back. And they have a Facebook and Insta page too. And
it's really cute.
That's all.
Check
it
out.
I'll do for this week.
And let's thank our sponsors. If you go to geico.com, embarkvet.com, enter FCOL, tommyjohn.com/FCOL, Breyers Carb Smart Sweet Treats. Go check those out.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.